This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, One Big Union 2023, Acorn Edition. Every year, Acorn's international organizers and some of our leaders come together in person in the late fall somewhere in Europe or the United Kingdom for that lot, as they say in England, and in the United States for the North American crew early in each new year, usually in the greater New Orleans area. This year, we were almost 60 strong, returning to Shepley in West Yorkshire and northern England at the nexus between Sheffield, Leeds, and Manchester. I may not like this place much, but I love the meeting. The excitement and energy of the organizers when they get together is electric. The noise level in the dining area in the basement, as they all debrief and take a breath after a full day's meetings, is at an ear-splitting decibel level. As one of the more pathetic songs of my generation intoned, they're happy together. It's an unlikely scene for this radically activist streetwise crew. Cliff House, where we're meeting, has high ceilings in some rooms, fancy molding chandeliers, and floor-to-ceiling curtains. Upstairs in the bathrooms, there are lead and stained glass windows, as well as in the boardroom and along stairways, featuring birds mostly. I guess this was a mansion for someone at some time in the past, but a conference center now with heavy fire doors everywhere you go that thunder loudly whenever they're closed throughout the night, when noticed most and at all times in reality. All of it works thanks to an impressively organized UK crew that this year particularly has outdone themselves with a robust and diverse menu, room assignments for bedding and meeting, taped to each door, making everything come together like clockwork. When the meeting starts and people come together for reports the first evening or for plenaries, workshops, staff, and board meetings from early in the morning to the fat of the night the next day, it's business with a capital B. We had guests this meeting from emerging organizations in Sicily and the Netherlands. They were blown away. No surprise, really. So was I. Even when some countries and projects were reporting a hard year for staff with inflation, turnover, and post-pandemic recovery, the progress and victories shone through any clouds over the past months. There were victories for tenants, from individual evictions to citywide and national reforms that populated the reports. The workshops were a treasure chest of tips and tools to bring the work to a finer point and fuel more success. New campaigns for workers in the U.S., India, and Cameroon were encouraging and inspiring. Progress in communications and our emerging Voice of the People radio network were growing past our imagination. Community campaigns on taxes, buses, bailiffs, lending, retrofits, pesticides, climate, and more were mind-boggling. Leaders getting together to make and develop plans for hundreds more to follow. Nothing is easy. For all those working for change, a meeting like this puts wind to our backs for a bit, and frankly, I wish you all could have been there to see the progress in building one big union, community labor and more, Acorn Edition 2023. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.